continuing our discussion of Inyanei Mitzvot Tluyos Ba'aretz. We're following along in the Sefer of Hagon Hagadol Rabbi Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Shlita Shashem Yarech Yamav Betov Vishnasav Benimim. Shir should be a special schus for Rav Marim Rasi Sheyichyu Leinishmas Harav Aryeh Leib Ben Rav Noch Tzvi Harav David Ben Rav Shmuel Shmuel Shlomo Ben Shimon Ben Asher Ben Yisrael Yitzchak and Lischus Leishev Tova Bas Lea Genendel Rufu Shleima Dina Bracha Bas Hadassah Sester Hadassah Rufu Shleima and Sarah Lea Bas Rivka Rufu Shleima Ram Yosef Ben Chana Rufu Ashleima Betoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. The Rambam, in the ninth perek of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, and Halacha Beis writes as follows, Ein Shemitah Sksofim Noheges Min HaTorah, Ela Bezman SheYovel Noeg. Shemitah Sksofim, the cancelling of loans, is only followed, biblically, when there is Yovel. SheYesham Shemitah Karka, because Shemitah Sksofim is related to Shemitah Karka, and Shemitah Karka, the Rambam is understanding, and the Gemara equates Shemitah Ksof and Shemitah Karka. Ram's understanding, it took me a little bit till I got this, because I'm used to saying Shemitah means Shemitah, but it's not, here it doesn't mean Shemitah. Here Taka means Yovel. Shehayovel Noeg, Elbezman Sheyovel Noeg, Sheyesham Shemitah Karka, because on Yovel, there is Shemitah Karka. Now, sometimes you have a construct in your mind, and you can't get rid of it, so you just don't understand either what a person is saying or what the text is saying. All you have to do is just get that misconception out of your mind, and everything becomes zeir klor, very clear. All right, kopanim. So the Rambam here writes that there's only shemitas ksufim when there's yovel, because by yovel there is shemitas karka. By yovel the land is returned to the owner. Shari yoshiva karka lebaalav, because the karka is going to return to the owner below kesef, without money. So that's shemitas karka, and that is equated to shemitas ksufim. So shemitas ksufim is a nohig min haTorah. And so, because Shemitah's Karka is not Noeg, V'davar zeh kabalahu, and this is a tradition. Amru chachamim, v'zman she'ata mashmit karka, ata mashmit ksofim. If there's hashmatas karka, i.e. yovel, that the land is returning to its original owners, then there's also Shemitah's ksofim. In every place, both in the Holy Land of Israel and outside of the Land of Israel. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel Marenu v'Rabenu haRambam uvekesef Mishnah sham kasav she mizeh shediyek haRambam lomar she'ein shmitas ksofim no heges. The Rambam was medayik to say that shmitas ksofim is not no heg, because there's no yovel. So the Rambam is only writing about Shemitas Ksofim. From this, says the great Gaon Rav Yosef Karo, is muchach that Shemitas Karka is bizman hazeh min haTorah. Only Shemitas Ksofim is not, but Shemitas Karka is. And based on that, the Kesef Mishnah writes, Uma shekosav beperek hasheleach, Bisman Shatamashamit Karka Tamashmit Ksofim. That it says in Gittin that when you're Mashmit Karka, you're also Mashmit Ksofim. V'yovel Kari Shmitas Karka. The Torah is calling Yovel Shmitas Karka, because Shmitas Ksofim is Midaraisa. But Shmitas Karka, but Yovel is not. Why is that called Shmitas Karka? Because the land goes away. Sharisadus Chosrot Slabaleim, the word Shemitah means, like, for example, Shemitas Ksofim means the loans are cancelled. So Shemitas Karka means, so to speak, the Karka, you lose the Karka is cancelled. So that could mean you don't work the land. It could also mean that you give it back to the original owner. So the Rambam is understanding, says the Kesef Mishnah, that Bizman Shatamash mit karka, tamash mit ksafim is referring to Yovel. The Yovel kari shmitas karka. Shari sadas chazus lebaleim avol shmitas karka. However, shmitas karka af bizman hazeh no heges min haTorah. Right, so a lot of the question, the famous or infamous, depending on how you look at it, Petra Mechira, a lot of it is predicated on whether Shemitah is Bizman Hazeh Min HaTorah or not Min HaTorah. So the Kesef Mishnah's assertion is that the Rambam holds that it's Min HaTorah. However, the Beis HaLevi, we've been discussing this Beis HaLevi in previous lectures, the Beis HaLevi writes in the name of Reb Chaim, or lecture, in the name of Reb Chaim, Sheomnam Bizman Hazeh Ein HaShvi'it Noheget Min HaTorah. Chaim's Shita was, so the Beis HaLevi is Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi, and he had a son, Reb Chaim. So he says Torah in the name of his son, that indeed Bizman Hazeh there's no Shvi'is Min HaTorah. Lo B'Shemitat Kalka V'lo B'Shemitat Kisafim. There's not Shemitas Karka Min HaTorah, and there's not Shemitas Ksafim Min HaTorah. Ela Shehasibot Shonot Hema. However, there are different reasons. There are different reasons why there is not Shemitas Karka, and a different reason why there is not Shemitas Ksafim. Two different reasons, but he holds not like the Kesef Mishnah, that the Kesef Mishnah says Shemitas Karka is Min HaTorah. The Reb Chaim says Shemitas Karka is Min HaTorah. Excuse me. The Kesef Mishnah says that Shemitas Karka is Min HaTorah, and Reb Chaim says that Shemitas Karka is not Min HaTorah. Just there are different reasons. Sheken rak leinyan Shemitat Ksafim ba'inan lekach yalfuta miuchedet mishum shelelo yalfuta zot debizman she'en ata mashmit karka en ata mashmit ksafim en shum siba lekach שלא תנהג שמיטת כספים בזמן הזה. Only with regard to שמיטת כספים, we need a Yalfusa. That we have a Yalfusa, we have a limit in the Gemara to tell us there's no שמיטת כספים, for vos nisht, because there's no שמיטת karka. So by שמיטת, meaning as the Rambam understands Yovel, because why is there no Yovel? Because ain kol yoshvei aleha, because all the Jews aren't in their ancestral land. So we hope everyone comes back over. Al Kopanim, the Bekarav, world Zeich. The Kitzer, so Shemitas Ksafim requires a special limud, because without this limud, of if you're not Mashmit Karka, you're not Mashmit Ksafim, there's no reason there shouldn't be Shemitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh. Why shouldn't there be Shemitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh? Ma'anyan. Shiyah Shemitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh. Lama lo? That's why we need a special Yafusa, we need a special limud. Loken Shmitat Karka. But Shmitas Karka is different. Halo bim forash pasak harambam. The Rambam was explicit in the 10th parak of Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel Halacha Beis. Halacha read before is the 9th parak of Shmita v'Yovel Halacha Beis. By the way, those who are following our Shiurim, so for Zeuche, we hope, we pray, we ask the Rabban Shalom to allow us to give us life and health and everything we need and the financial means, etc. And we'll be seeing a lot of the Rambam and Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel in the coming months, Amir Tzeshem. I really hope so. B'li neder. So it's Mefurish in the Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel in the second halacha. Umei Masai Hischilu Limnos. When do they start counting? Me'achar Arbasre Shana Mishenichnesu La'aretz. 14 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Shne'emar, as it says, Shesh Shanim Tizra Sadecha, V'Shesh Shanim Tizmor Kamumecha. Ad Shiyeh Kol Echad Makir Et Arzo, V'Sheva Shanim Asu B'Kibush Haaretz, V'Sheva Shanim B'Chiluk. So by Shemitah, the Rambam is explicit that they started counting after the 14 years after they entered into Eretz Yisrael, because it says that 6 years you should plant the field, and 6 years you should do Zomer, you should prune, I think is the word in English, your vineyard, your vineyard, ad until that everybody should recognize his land. In other words, we're talking about working your land, so you got to know what your land is. When do you know your land? It's very simple. 7 years of capturing Eretz Yisrael and 7 years of apportioning Eretz Yisrael. Harei lehedya. So we see explicit here in this Rambam that that's the din, that without kibush and chiluk, there's no Shemitah. By Shemitah Ksafim, we don't say that. Shemitah Ksafim, what does kibush and chiluk have to do with Shemitah Ksafim? But by Shemitah Karka, it depends on capturing and apportioning the land, kibush and chiluk. And therefore, the first Shemitah was in the 21st year. Now, for those who follow football, they know the multiples of 7, right? The first 7 years is kibush, then to 14 is chiluk, and then to 21 is the first Shemitah. And since from the time of Bias Ezra, when they entered in the time of Ezra HaSofer, the second coming to Eretz Yisrael, Havdil, a few trillion Havdalas, in Yiddishkeit we also have a second coming, but this is the second coming of the Jews to Eretz Yisrael, Bias Shnia. So when Ezra came, lo haya kibush v'chiluk, there was no kibush and chiluk at that time. They didn't come in and start capturing and giving it out. As halo muvan shebizman hazeh lo adif me'otan shanim shel kibush v'chiluk de'olei Mitzrayim. So it's clear then that this time is no better than those years of kibush and chiluk of Olei Mitzrayim. In other words, the 7 years that the time when they came in during the period of Ezra is no better than the first period of the Olei Mitzrayim, the 7 and 7 of the Olei Mitzrayim, the first coming, because the Olei Mitzrayim only Mitzrayim after Kibush and Chiluk, and in the time of Ezra there was no Kibush and Chiluk. V'lo yitachen להתחייב בשמיטת קרקע בזמן הזה גם ללא ילפות המיוחדת. You don't need a limud to tell you there is no Shemitah's karka בזמן הזה, because it's automatic, there's no kibush and chiluk. But it's not like that linyan Shemitah's ksafim. Shemitah's ksafim isn't made mitzvah satulios ba'aretz. Adrabah, you're chayv michol makom. Umehechi teisi, that it's going to be talui in kibush and chiluk. And therefore, we require, especially alfusa, to say that that's the din, that if there's no Shemitah's karka, there's no Shemitah's ksafim. But Shemitah's karka, that's not noheg bizman hazeh midoy raisa, what we call Shemitah's karka, that you don't work the land in the 7th year, that you know without yalfusa. The Gemara requires the yalfusa, the Rambam requires the yalfusa for Shemitah's ksafim, because that it's not noheg bizman hazeh, because mehech midoy raisa, because mehech itesi, it shouldn't be noheg. It's not a mitzvah tzliya baretz. We're talking about canceling loans in the 7th year. It's not a mitzvah tzliya baretz. Masha'en came Shemitah, so therefore you need a Yalfusa to tell you that you're Pater, equating it to Yovel. But Shemitah's Karka, which is not Noheg Bizman Hazeh Midairaisa, that we know even without a Yalfusa, because that's the din, that this mitzvah is Talu in Kibush and Chiluk. So therefore it says that Reb Chaim to the Kesef Mishnah, Kvodo Bimkomon Unach, your honor remains great in my eyes. But the Rambam does not intend to say that you're chayv in Shemitah b'zman hazeh midaraisa. It's only chiv d'rabbanan, and you don't need a yalfusa for that. The Rambam doesn't need a yalfusa. The Gemara doesn't need a yalfusa. And that's why, explains Reb Chaim, that the Rambam in the 9th parak of Shemitah v'yobah halacha beis that we opened up this lecture with only mentions Shemitah's ksafim, because only Shemitah's ksafim requires the special yalfusa that the Rambam brings, and not Shemitah's karka. Because Shemitah's Karka doesn't require a Yalfusa. Shemitah's Karka is totally cool without a Yalfusa. We know that you're not Chayv Daraisa, because there's no Kibush and Chiluk. However, we are still not out of the woods. You know, when someone's learning, are they ever really out of the woods? Is there ever any time you can say, yeah, Hasugia Hazot Kvar Muvenet Hetev, and we never have to learn it again. We're never going to see anything new. There's always something new to be learned. Always new insights. So the Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan, page 2b, that's where you have the Shemitah Sugyas in the Bavli, the beginning of Moed Katan. Yeshivas is not such a Yeshiva Shemsech, the Moed Katan. But if you ever open Svarim of Gedolei Yisrael and of Gedolei Lamdanim, they learn Moed Katan. You don't have to worry about it. And they learned it well. So the Gemara says, V'charisha b'shviyas mishari, is it permitted to plow in the seventh year? Amar Abaye b'shviyas b'zman hazeh v'rebihi. Now it's talking about shviyas in our times. And it's Rebbe. Because Rebbe says, Zeh dvar ha-shmita shemot, b'shtei shmitos ha-kosev medaber. Achas shmitas karka, v'achas shmitas ksofim. Bizman she'ata mishamet karka, ata mishamet ksofim. Uvizman she'i'ata mishamet karka, i'ata mishamet ksofim. So Rebbe has a Jerusha that tells us, it says in the pasuk the word shmita twice, v'zeh dvar ha-shmita shemot. So we're talking about two shmitas. Shmita shemot, one is shmitas karka, and one is shmitas ksofim. If you're mishamet the karka, which the Rambam will understand to be talking about Yovel. If you're mishamet the karka, you're mishamet the money. If you're not mishamet the karka, then you're not mishamet the money. Then the loans aren't cancelled. And Rabbi says, Afilu teimu Rabbanan, and even if you say it's Rabbanan, the Rabbanan argue with this Jerusha. Hare lehedya, we see in the Gemara that even shmitas karka bizman hazeh is dependent on the machlokas of Rebbe and Rabbana. How does the Rambam learn this achas bizman shtamashamet karka tamashamet kafim? Rambam says it's talking about Yovel. But in this Gemara, from the context, we see it's talking about Shemitah, what we call Shemitah, not Yovel. How do you see that? Because it says v'charisha b'shvius misha, we're talking about plowing in the seventh year. And the Gemara says, no, it's okay because not the Oraisa to plow in the seventh year. Ayin Shem in the Gemara. But, and the Gemara brings a raya that Bizman Hazeh, Shemitah is not Min HaTorah. Because it says, V'zeh Dvar Shemitah, Achas Shemitah Karka, Achas Shemitah Ksofim. If you're Mishamit the Karka, you're Mishamit Ksofim. If you're not Mishamit the Karka, you're not Mishamit Ksofim. So you see from this Gemara that even Shemitah's Karka, Bizman Hazeh, is dependent on the chokas of Rebbe and Rabbanan in this Jerusha. And even according to Rebbe, you need a gilui in the pasuk. In other words, the pasuk is telling you that there's a time when there is not Shemitas Karka. There's a time that there is Shemitas Karka. And there's a time that there's not Shemitas Karka. And we want to say that Bizman Hazeh, there isn't Shemitas Karka. But wait a second, Reb Chaim, please, come. We have a question on you. Well, the divrei Reb Chaim, agrach, hadavar pele, kravi alfusa lamali. Why, according to Reb Chaim, do we need a pasuk? Tepukle de'ein kibush v'chiluk bizman hazeh. There's no kibush and chiluk bizman hazeh. So, what do you need a pasuk for? Ve'ein kol echad makir arzo. Umadui hadavar tali b'plukta d'rebi v'rabbanan. Why is this telling the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan? There's no kibush and chiluk. See, the Rambam wanted to say, according to Reb Chaim, that you don't need a Yalfus to the Pater Trumas and Mais, the Pater from Shemitah. Why don't you need a Yalfus to the Pater from Shemitah? Because no Kibbush and Chiluk. Ah, you see from here the Gemara does require a Yalfus to the Pater Shemitah to say that there's a time that there is not Shemitah, that Bizman is that there isn't Shemitah. What do you need a Yalfus for? There's no Kibbush and Chiluk. Zeh be'emet dvar pele. ובעזרת השם, ברצות השם דרכנו, אני מקווה מאוד שבשיעור הבא אנחנו נלמד תשובה לדבר, וכמובן על הרמב״ם הזה שאנחנו דנים בו נאמרו הרבה 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 דברים. יש אתר שנקרא הלכה ברורה, so the הלכה ברורה site of מרכז הרב, they have lists of Mekamara Mekomas for the Rambam, for each Rambam in the Yad. Loads of Maram Makomas, thousands upon thousands upon thousands. So for each Rambam you have, you know, a whole list, some longer, sometimes a longer list, sometimes a shorter list. But on this halacha there's a long list. So that's very often how I find sources. You know, I have other means of finding, but that's one of my favorite means. So those who want can look there and get a lot of more Ma'ar Mekomos, and those who want, if I'm Zocha, you'll stay tuned, you'll listen to the next shir, and we'll see Eich Nitmoded, Eich Av Rav Zrachi, Al Kol Panim Nitmoded, Im Medivrei Rav Chaim. Toda Shekshavtem, Toda Rabba, Shalom, Shalom, Sveidesim.